Okay, so I just want to do. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do. I'm going to come back to pages 1, 2, and 3. I want to start with page 4, and then we'll come back to the theme I wanted to discuss tonight, the attitude of the presence, or where was Bnei Yisrael when they were leaving. We were leaving Mitzrayim. But first, I want to start on page 4, which is a fascinating idea from the Apta Rebbe, the Ohev Yisrael. Daber b'nei Yisrael b'yeshuva v'yachanu p'yachiros. Hachiros. Here it says, Yesh Lomar. You have it on page 4. Yesh Lomar de ha Torah ha-kadosha meramezes bezed derech tova. The Torah is giving us a hint of how the fear and what we should have when we are about to daven or we're going to learn. Hainu she yisyashay bedata v'sichlo kodim halimet o atfilif nemihu ometu. Realize who you're about to daven in front of or who you're learning with. Alderach dalif ne miyata ome. Uchemosha chasidim harishonim ha yushoim shah achas kodem atvila. Kideshi yichavnu as libam lamakam. Just like with the chasidim rishonim, when they would daven, they would contemplate whatever they were doing for an hour before. Zehu yeshuva v'yachanu. Ratzaloma she yisyashvu b'yishuv hadas. You should, you know, gain control of your mind and your mindset. V'yasu chanoya lifnei pi hachiros kodem she'osem cheiros. What is v'cheiros b'chinas ben chorin lepihem? O ye omer sheyeshuvu b'tshuva shleima lifnei v'kodem she'osem cheiros lepihem. You should do tshuva. U'v'zeh v'yachinu yitnu chen l'diburim b'chodesh. In this way, you'll give chano, you give comfort, you'll have a placement of your in your words of kedusha. Bein mugdol haynu tefila kemoshe kasev migdal o shem Hashem bo yoritz v'niskov. Ubein hayom hayilim b'torah al derech hanikra yam tamad. Lefnei bal tzafon hanishevin v'yaskilu lefnei. Mihem ovdim avadosom lefnei mihem omdim. Halo lefnei melech b'chei hamlochem ha-kadosh baruch hu. I shall call out Tzvunos for Nistaros or Yodayin, the front of Niglu, called them to realize the Torah, the Tzvi that you're about to daven. It is said of the Gra, you know, if you know, you go through the Gra, you see quite often he has a different Girsa. He changes the Girsa of the Torah, you know, in Gemara quite often. So the Gra, the Tamidim said that before he ever made a change in the Girsa, he fasted. He fasted because he wanted to show, you know, that sometimes, you know, I see when people talk in Torah, or they give psakim. I remember once, I hear this from Shai, it was a Rav Shechta, I don't remember who said it, but it was a question of something Rav Shechta was asked of him, and he felt he didn't have the Yira Shemayim, or he didn't have the wherewithal, at the moment to give a psak, and he told him to go speak to Rav Asher. It's this feeling of, you know, they say when a person gives a psak, if he has really Ema and Yira Shemayim, that he is getting, you know, an Eitzor, he's getting help from the Kaddish Baruch Hu in making this psak, the Siyata Deshmaya at this moment. And that's really what the Ohev of Yisrael is hinting to here. Just an idea of just like when a person makes a psak, and it's halacha, we sometimes, you look at the tefillah, the person says, before, if you do say it, you look at the beginning of many of the Gemaras, it talks about that you shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't have me making mistakes, you should have the right, you know, idea, you shouldn't be metame the tahar, or metare the tame, or, you know, to asr something which is mutter, or to make something is mutter which is asr. The whole idea is that a person should, when he's giving the psak halacha, should have in mind, they should have the Yira Shemayim. We should just, no, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know, it's just, sometimes I find some people, the way they write and when they speak, they're very flippant. in their attitude towards towards Rishonim, towards the Mesorah. I mean, this really is a lot to be said about how important. And I mentioned on Shabbos, Rav Shechter was once mentioned. The Rabbi Lam asked him, "Would you like to go to Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to send him for a year and to learn under Rav Adi Yosef," and he said no. And he said the reason is because he felt Rav Adi Yosef didn't have a Mesorah in Psak, a Mesorah in Halacha, and then Psak. It was just like he was going through the Svarim. But I don't want to get into the Bonafides one way or the other. I've had to deal with something like that, but you hear that it's an idea to have a Mesorah, because the Mesorah is showing you a certain approach. Moshe writes in his introduction to Igros Moshe, what is wrong? Why is it doing Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbah? Why are you Chayiv Misa? We discussed this last week. We did the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz concept, but Moshe writes because he's one step closer to the Mesorah, the correctness. The correctness of Psak. It's not just Psak, it's the correctness of Psak. Listen, Psak could always be wrong. That we know, but it's the approach. And I just wanted to bring down, just from the Lekach Tov, the Rav Yosef Engel, in the next page, and then we'll go back to the beginning. Just a beautiful idea. This is part of a bigger piece, whether you say Brachos Ma'akvas, Brachos Eina Ma'akvas. And the only time, I mean, Rashi brings this down in Sukkah, and Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you know, it's hard to believe that it ever could happen. Like if it's a Daraisa halacha, it's one thing you could say. If there's a Darabanan halacha, you can say it's possible if you don't say the bracha, the birchas hamitzvah before a mitzvah Darabanan, maybe it is ma'akav. But in this conversation, he writes in Odie Shloma Svarish Sheni, the hardem b'mitzvahs Daraisa ain habracha ma'akeves. Uvim mitzvahs the rabbanim ma'akeves who apia mavuah b'tosefta the brachos hanhagim in ha'olam hazeh klum or hanenim. I'm sorry, hanenim in ha'olam hazeh klum below bracha ma'al ad sheyatir lo kol hamitzvos akalashan. It's unbelievable tosefta. We know this. In Beryl, we've seen this just going through Yerushalmi. He's in the Ketzah Mevarchim. We know that if a person eats something in this world, he's owing Isser of Me'ilah because you're taking something which belongs to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But here this Tosefta is saying, what is it saying? Even in mitzvos. V'nirulani izdati kavanas ha-Tosefta. D'kemoshe b'nena hana gashmi yismana olam hazeh b'lo bracha mo'al. Just as it is that in the world of gashmi is that if you have a hana of something without saying a bracha is a me'ilah. Habracha hi materas ha-hana kain. Hana ruchani is mekiyim mitzvahs gam kain hamatish alo. Ach birchas ha-mitzvah v'zev she'omu ad she'yatira lo kol ha-mitzvahs. Unbelievable. This is also true in all birchas ha-mitzvahs. Wrote to Lomar, de bebrachas ha-birchas ha-mitzvahs yatira lo kol ha-mitzvahs v'chol achas habrachos hamitzvos tatir is hamitzvah asher leil he nemeres v'dok. He doesn't want to go too far with this, but he's using this as a possibility to say that every, even a mitzvah daraisa without saying a bracha, a birchas hamitzvos, maybe could be ma'ak. He's giving the svara behind it. And then he goes on, he says that v'ayim b'sefer mishnah Rabbi Lezer al hamedrash rabba b'reish p'sichta the Eicha, that says that what? Al Shema'asa Shal Torah, Shehevi Gemar B'Nedarim. Ama Avda Aretz, what caused the fact that we lost Eretz Yisrael? Al Azva Mestorosi. What does that mean? Al Shalo Baruchu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make a Birchas HaTorah for us. Unbelievable statement. And look at the Rande, B'Shem Arit, the Tama Bracha, Mishum the Osen Lihonos, Mi Olam Azeh below Bracha, Ubikudi Hashem, Mesatre Lev, Vekivan Shalom Barcha Bazeh, Vaharoi Shein Simcha, Vehero, they showed. They didn't have a tremendous Simcha, B'Ma'anav P'yem, Ve'enlem Hanam, Devei Torah Akan Lashano. Then he goes on to say what he means is that they didn't see. So he started off with an idea that since it's a Hanah, that you get from learning Torah, so you should say a bracha, just like in the world of spirituality as you have in Gashmias. And the fact that they didn't say because they didn't have the Hana from it. This I'm just bringing down because once we're talking about how to approach Torah, it has to be one approach based on tremendous year. I've said this often, that one time the Rav accused me. We were talking and learning, and I once said something, and he said, "What's the Ryan?" He basically, and I didn't really have a good Ryan, I just said, you know, my clear, logical mind. And he gave me this mussar about Yira Shemayim. You have to have Yira Shemayim when you're learning to have Psak. You know, you don't, shouldn't be so flippant. Shouldn't be so flippant. Okay, let's start from the beginning. On page one, what was the mindset of Klal Yisrael? And where were they? And there were two different approaches that I want to share with you today. First of all, a Meshech Chachma. On page one. Behisbonim b'darchei HaTorah. When you think about the derech of the Torah, ki b'mitzvos shimiyus, kimo avodas galilim, arayos, yesh kareis uskila, v'shar mitzvos amalkas, these mitzvos, you know, when you're over them, you get kareis, you get skila, dalet mitzvos, makas, lo came in the smunis yomidos, kimo machlokas, loshen hara, chilis gezel. But you know, it's different. When it comes to loshen hara, when it comes to Gezel, Ein Malkus, the Havilav, Hanitin, Latashlumen. Oh, the Havilav, Shein Bamaisa. Ulam Zadavka Beyachar Osa. That's only dealing with an individual. Avalim Hatzibur Nishkos. And what's if the community, if society as a whole, Bezem Atzam Lehefach Beyushami Depeya. This we're going to see is different if you look in the Rishami. Doro shel David kulam tzadikim hoyu, va'ayidei shehoyu behem dilotrin hoyu noflim b'mechama. What happened in the generation of David HaMelech? Even though there was such great tzadikim, you know, they used to make fun of David HaMelech constantly. Avol doro shel achav odei avodas galilim hoyu, va'ayidei shehoyu behem dilotrin hoyardin l'mechama u'menatzim bo. Paladin. But in the generation of Achav Harasha, they were over in Avodah Zorah, they were successful. She'im Hatzibu Nishchosin in Avodah Zorah Arayos, Avodah Zorah Nema Hashchenes Ametok Tumoschem, Avo Bin Musios Umidos Loshin Hara Machlokas Hazeh Kosev, Roma Malashamayim. The Pasuk is telling it, it's a greater tragedy. Kiviyachol Salak Shinoscha Mehem. The Shechina leaves them when they have this type of rechilas. Ugedolim ezum amr shabemikdash rishon hayu avodah zara erayos ushvichas damim. Ubemikdash sheni hayu oskim b'torah v'mitzvos gemilas chasadim. Great tzaddikim. Umibnei maicharav mibnei sin aschinam, because of the unbelievable sin aschinam they had. V'sham shalom mihem gedolim. Tenu einechem b'bira shechazor rishonim. You see, the Beis HaMikdash, he's taking a very different attitude towards this than, remember that we had 2 weeks ago with the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsi. He says, the first Beis HaMikdash, we within 70 years, we were able to rebuild it. The second one, the Sintel Shechinim, is still destroyed. V'lochein Omer Rabbi Yochanan. I want you to see how great chamas, this, not chamas to be confused, but chamas, this level of gzeila. Sharei dor hamabel over lahakov lo nichtam gzadinam ela ashapash yidem begezel. They did everything, but the gezel is what why they were destroyed. Hinanim mashchisim ki mal aris chamas. Shall Arayos din Sibur Yesh Lahem Vahaya Mirachem Alehem. When it comes to that area, Kadosh Baruch Hu will find a way to have Rachemim for them. But in this area, no. Velochein Achil Shabbos Bavanasena Harabish Nishpashet Oji Cholim Lekabos Ki Achalahem Kihim Sibur. You have to understand Meshech Chachma is living at the end of the 1800s. Beginning of the 1900s, this is the height of the machlokas with Reform Judaism. I think you should put that in the back of your mind. And Zionism and the Buddhists. Everything that was going on, all the machlosim that we had in the Jewish society at the time. And he's mentioning, and the Chilul Shabbos in his time, which is really something new. You didn't have Chilul Shabbos 100 years before. Not to the extent that you were having it then. The Af, and Avodah Zarah Amru, V'Nefesh V'Nichrasu, She'ein Natzibur Nichrasim, Aval Kimon Shaparsim, N'Masiyas Holchim, B'Charvas V'Chatzim, Lachmos L'Gzol, because they went into the stealing, Heimech Echaz Tarav Oz Nakim Yenakim Hashem V'Lo Yachem. V'Lochein, and then you'll see, Matzanu She'al Ha'egel She'hayu Acheit V'Avodah Zarah Mochal Kadosh Baruch Hu. By the chait of the Egel, Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to forgive us. Then it's Ratzalam Avalahlam Araglim, Shahaya Lashon Hara Kfiyas Tova, Lo Machalahem Benigzba Midbar Hazeg Yitnu. Why? Because that was the very foundation of the Yesodi Yesodos of any community, of any civilization. It's Bein Adam La Adam. Uveze Asi Shaper Medra Shehuva Biyalkut. Said in other words, the Satan turned to Ribbono Shalom. Lo Odu Avodah Zarah Yisrael b'Mitzrayim va'atos al nisim. They were over the Avodah Zarah. V'haya mashmiya kol l'sar shayam v'nis mali alehem chema b'gish t'tavon. Wanted to destroy them. L'chein kosov chema choma. Why? And this is his question, Meshachama. So it's so disarming, so simple. Everything that happened in Mitzrayim, the Satan didn't attack, didn't ask. Mishim the Hagam the Hoyin Nishchasim ben Mitzvos Kemosha Odo Avodah Zarah, the Feiru Bris Mila, right? Avom Usharon, they were still good people, good mention. Hoyu b'midosh lo hiya b'em lashon hara, v'hoyu oven zed zed, they still loved each other. Ya'ayin sham in mechilta, v'lekach, b'tzibur ha-kadosh baruch ha-osel ha-mnisim. Avom b'mayim, what happened at that moment in the mayim? K'shenechelka l'dala kitos, right? Many of the mefarshim say there were four groups. V'yesh amr nashu mitzrayma. So Hilshin Sitzarach Laduna Sambi Yechidim Heimetzum Alvodah Zarah. Unbelievable. Emnon, however, Mistaka Yira, Dibikro Kamagasiv Hamayim Lehem Choma, Bivav. Rock because of Hashani, says below Vav. Alzedar Shamanish and Ismale Chema, Behu Dibbe Emes, Omelahem Mishchum Avodah Zarah, Vidavku Mitzvahs. Behemazu Tshuva, they did Tshuva in Avodah Zarah, Sheheminu Bashem. V'chein molu atzmonu basa b'neihem uvabdeihem. They did that. They did the bris mila. V'lochein lo hoyin litzok Hashem Yisparach al Hashem Yisparach also lehem nisim b'mitzrayim botziyim. V'yad Rama rakan she'amru mitzrayim anusum b'nei Yisro ki Hashem ilochem lehem b'mitzrayim hodu ki Hashem nilchad b'chozer b'hem anus b'bneihem. And Cain, even though here they asu tshuva, so that's what it was. They were saying they saw the machlokas that was happening. That's why they were attacking. Here they were doing tshuva. They were turning around. They were, you know, but the Bein Adam La'adam was lacking at this point. And that's why the shot of the Medrash is saying why the Malachim were attacking them at this point. So this is one idea. They weren't together. And even though he's saying they were doing tshuva, if you look at page 6, the Noam Elimelech, also along these same lines, a little different. How frum, you know, I don't know if I should use that term, but where were they in their emunah? So the Noam Elimelech says, Vayhi b'shalach paro, the very beginning, b'isa de Gemara. First of all, Vayihi is always a lashon that something before was wrong. Something evil, something ra was happening before. What happened over here? Haholech b'derech ve'eini mele vayi yasef gitar. Maran Erevin says, you're walking alone and no one is with you, He should be Yosek Batar. We have this concept, by the way, in the Egel Arufa, the same idea, you know, when the person left the town by himself and then he was found to be, he was killed, right? So all the Chachamim have to come down, like, how come this person was left alone? What is the Levaya to escort him? Hello, Belav Hachi, who Mechuyu Tamil Lasak Torah. I understand the Pshat. You always have to be Yosek Batar. Kemamar Hatana, Hamahalik Baderach, Mefana Libo. Venira Lili Tain Tam, the Mitzvah Levi. Let me explain to you why a person should always be accompanied. Kishahat Sadik Melaves Chaveru Hamis Kashrim Zeb Zebik Dushasam. When you're going with a Tzadik, so there's a certain Kesher. He's giving over his Torah. Venasim Kechot. Right? Yeah, always, whenever I read this, yeah, I can't help but think of every time I walked with Rabbi Kellum in the street and we're talking, you know, you felt this line, Kishat Tzadik Malaves Chaveru, Hey Miskashrim Zeh Bezeh. You know, you become close, you're tied with them. Ukedushasov Sozeh Hatzadik HaOsek Batar Beveitzo Hu Mishamer Es Chaveru Baderach. Ki'ilu Hu Atzma Osek Batar. Even when you leave him, and the tzaddik is still, you know, learning, and this person, you were influenced by the individual. Machmas is kashrusam. Avomi she'eni malavoyu tzorach be'atzma lasok b'torah. Okay, so you have to work on yourself. Zev kishat tzaddik hu hamalka. What happens? Avolim hu ish ne'etza v'reikon. Ein to'elis l'zeh b'mash zeh malavehim. Also that person. And who is escorting, and who is the person being escorted? Adarabba, who machnas bo atzvuso mafsika yotam kedusha yeshbo. He can even remove even more of the kedusha. Zehu, and that's what it means by hibishalach paro, rotzaloma. Machmas sheparo shilach es Yisrael, machmas atzoros shenogabo. Right? They, Paro, who was with all of his tzoros, he sent them out. So B'nai Yisrael also were depressed. For however you want to understand this, the fact that they were still influenced by Paro, their level, their atzvus, they're in a sense lacking a high level of amun at this point. Kiki du shasam hayim shameres osam, ava machmas paro. Shef sikem du shasam atzvuso lavrotza Hashem yisparach laholicham derech eres pelishtim. Ki karofu, what does that mean? Ratzalom is zekaya paro. Machva sha'ata me karov halach paro me etzlam hayadayin roshim atzvus behem. So, this is source number one, or really source number two, but really source number one. Noam Elimelech is saying is they were still under the influence of Paro, hashkafically. Maybe the halachically, hashkafically. They still had a certain lack of bitachin, a lack of emunah. They were still in a depressed mode. And page 7, in the Divrei Moshe, similar idea. That Klal Yisrael should have been there for 400 years. And the purpose of the 400 years would have been to totally mold Klal Yisrael and to bring them onto this higher level of Amunah. V'ilu hoyi Yisrael mashlim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Had they been there the entire 400 years, as kol ha'arba me'yashana hoyi bo'am l'tachlis ha'shlemus, they would have come out complete. U'memeilu hoyi masigim havoda ha'ru'uyi l'Hashem Yisparach mitoch mesiras nefesh. They would have been able to be on such a high level in their mesiras and nefesh, aval hayel shelamaisa lo nishnabu ha'arba meyashana b'Mitzrayim, since they did not fulfill to complete the 400 years, al kain lo hayu cholim miskaber al kol haklipos legamrei. Therefore, there was so much more of the klipos, the tuma, the the adversity in this world they were not able to overcome. Umemela lahus alu lavodas Hashem yisbar patachlus hashlemus. V'yakein ata be'amda now etzel hayam hevina b'nei Yisrael shebehechrach yitzarchru la'avod avoda shal mesiras nefesh. They thought, now they realize, we really have to have mesiras nefesh kedei l'shaber es koach haklipos. Hayadav kasha lehem ki yadu shadayin lahusal madrega. Person should know what level of madrega they are on when it comes to these concepts. Umevi mashakasav arizal debelel hayitzim emitzrayim hesiga b'nei Yisrael es ha'aras kol hanun shara kedusha. Then they were able to see the 50 levels of kedusha. Havot tekef achakach nitzal zos mehem. They lost. Zeh hoya vodosam b'meshach yimei hasvira lavo b'chol yom v'yom l'madregel yoniyot. They had to again climb up to the time of Yisro and time of Parshas Yisro next week. Ashi yachziru b'matan Torah l'hasid kol hachamishim sharei kedusha. Right, so the Divrei Moshe is pointing out again, like the Noam Elimelech, they were not on that level in order to have this high level of Emunah. And it completes with the O of Yisrael. It says, what does it mean? It's a beautiful idea that the Abdu Rebbe is going to say. You say this kind of Hamablian Kivarim ben Mitzrayim, right? Why are you taking a stand? There weren't any places in Mitzrayim to bury there. So the Ovi Yisrael really is going on the same trend of thought as the Noam Elimelech and the Bar Moshe and others, that there was certain lack of chisaron, but he says a little something unique, a twitch over here. What were they claiming at this moment? How could they say such a thing? How could they have said such a thing? However, they were really saying something beautiful. And what is that? You imagine the situation. You have Chel Paro coming behind you. The water's in front of you. You're stuck. Yeah? These are still slaves. These are people who haven't fought a war yet. They knew that they weren't worthy of this. This reminds me of the Drushas Haran. I think it's in Simon Perek Yad Aleph. It says, what was the great chait of Klal Yisrael when they asked Shaul, Shmuel for a melech? After all, Samta Simalech a melech. He said, when did it occur? It occurred after this Muhammad, where no one was killed and one person was killed. I remember, it was a tremendous, tremendous nace. And the Ran says, right, and so at that point, they come over and they say, give us a melech. So that was the whole point. Why are you asking now to give us a melech? Shmuel leading you, you were so successful. So Ran says, no, they're coming over to Shmuel to say, we know we were successful because of you. Because you're the great tzaddik. You're the person who's saving us. But you're not going to be here all the time. So who's going to be left? For us? We're not on that madrega to be worthy of this kind of an ace. And therefore I want you to appoint us a king so we can live a normal way of life and we can protect ourselves. Here, Klal Yisrael also, they realize that we're not such a high level of Muna. V'ein lehem b'mala avodas Hashem b'yeses ha'ace al kol ha'tovah she'yasi mem. What do we do to get to deserve this? Ki ha'ava v'yira shahi lema'oz. Zutrosehu l'gabi kol ha'tovah halalu shem shrichim shigmo lehem Hashem yisbar. Yeah, they love the Kaddish. A tremendous yira shemayim. Nowhere near will be necessary to be worthy of receiving this great nace that was going to occur. V'hisiga b'sichlam. Shal yitzur lehem shum avoda sheyaspik liyoski gemul hakol ha'chesed v'atov v'rachem v'me'etz Hashem yisbarach aleihem. Zulat mesiras nefesh, Hashem yisbarach. The emes of atonement, my kedusha shemoyis, but except from this mesiras nefesh, the haim shi'aru bi'atzmam, they measured themselves. Sha'adayin lo higiyu l'madregazu ula koach hazeh sheyuchal la'avodas Hashem. They realized they themselves weren't on this level. Lakach hukshel lahem predasa mi'mitrayim. They wanted to separate from Mitzrayim. Nation b'Mitzrayim, who wanted to go back, shem b'Mitzrayim hoyekalem. What they could accomplish there, they were on a much lower level, and that's all they needed was a much lower level in their avodas Hashem. They didn't have to kill themselves. Very difficult being talking to Makis, but let's just take the idea. Right, all of these things, whether walking in the desert, scary. Just think about all of the animals on their sides with Nehem Ayam Suf, Eloyalem Shuv, Base Manos, Abiyateva. How can you do this? Zeusham, the next paragraph, Zeusham Asha Amra Mazos. What does that mean? Shenavod is Hashem Yisbarach. Es Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, haynu imatov shahayilonim b'Mitzrayim, etc. etc. And that's and so let's just complete what he's saying. Ula umat zeh hayikoch v'sipuk b'yodeinu l'avodas Hashem. We were on a lower level, but that was enough. Again, they didn't believe in themselves that they could get to that madrig, and they weren't. So one idea that we see from these mefarshim, they weren't on the level yet. Ki tov lanu avodas Mitzrayim v'yotz lomar. L'avodas Hashem b'bechina shehoilon b'mitzrayim shu avodah kalu fi tzorcheinu. Mimuseinu b'amidbar, haynu mishaniyye b'amidbar v'niyye tzrichim l'homis atzmein v'l'avodas Hashem. There's so much musa that you can get from just this paragraph, just the idea that, you know, we could accomplish something on a lower level, and then we could stay in a place, and that's all we could accomplish, and it's enough. And our vote is there, or you could move, you could go to a different place in life, and accomplish so much more. You know, to go beyond your comfort zone. The Yalzeh, but here Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Al tiru his yatur u as Yeshua Hashem. Rachelama he shapias asam vermamas lahem. Don't worry about it. I know you're not on that level yet. Bavada yazlam Hashem yisporach sheyavola madrega shemesiris nefesh beemes utam. God will help you come to this level. Lechein hoy beemes shekafatz nachshem ben anidav nasi mishevid Yehuda l'toch hayom. Berishonu b'hoshi Yehuda l'kotcher, etc. etc. God will help you obtain that level of Mesiras Nefesh. So that's approach number one. Approach number two is a Kedusha Slavi. Totally opposite. On page 10, we'll start with Unavara Mekodim HaPasuk. Vayai Yishoz Hayar Gedola. Vayamina b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo. Oz Yosha Moshe. Yesh lo haven mahu achidash shehamina b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo. What's a chidash? Kivan shiro k'va Yeshua Hashem b'kriyas hayam. V'kivan shiro Yeshua asav v'niflos mahu achidash shehamina b'Hashem v'Moshe. What does that mean? They believed. Of course they believed. Look at the nisim right in front of you. Yod yesh lo haven. Shenema oz yoshir. Lashon Oset in the future. V'gam Oz einenu mavon. Ki b'chol haTorah kulo lo nemar Lashon Avar. Ki haTorah mamar Lashon Hava. They're not talking about in the past. It's talking about now. V'Oz perushu Lashon Avar. So you have Avar Yashir. What's the pshat? V'niridin inode mashadosha rabbeinu. Hoisi Yehuda l'kotcho Yisrael mam shalosav. It gets all the way to his neck.
Hashem
either it just happened to come that way, Tzoch Hayom, Masa Nafshal Kiddush Hashem, Shigamim Yitva Bayam Murchach L'Kayim is Mitzvah Hashem. One way he's looking at, God told me to do this. And even if I get killed from this, that's what I got to do. Ofer Hasheni Machma Shabbatach B'chaste Hashem, Yisparach V'Nevlotzah Shiyasim on the Neis V'loho Yislafik L'al Eslam. No, he had no suffix whatsoever that this was going to happen. Hinei ha'ofen hasheni hu emes. Shekafas etoch hayam al shabbatach b'ashem yisparach sheyasa iman anisa v'neflos l'tova osos. See what I'm saying? It's just the opposite of the previous mefarshim. That's such tremendous amuna. There was no question God was going to do this nice. Uv'shar shekafas nachshon ben amina nadav l'toch hayam Batach sheyasa kel neflos v'yom Yisrael shira al hanes. Uchemo shekasav Rashi al hapasav atikach miri manaviyah kos haron esatov biyodav ateitzena mutachas hayu tzidkaniyos shebedar. They were convinced. They had tremendous bitachim. Shekadosh baruch hu yasa lehem nisim otziyah tofim mimitzrayim. They took this out. All these musical instruments. Where'd they come from? Why'd they bring them? They knew this was going to happen. Apisha kasa Rashi, but Tehillim kapitel Yilches, Mahula lakra Hashem, umin oivai avosha, she David hamelech alav Hashem meirov betchuna bekadosh baruch hu. From his unbelievable betachin in God, I called Sara Shabba alav, hayom reshira, called them actually. We give shira even before the tshuva came. Why? Fi shohi batuach b'Hashem yisparah shebevada yoshi yotzal. But your Omer Shira al Shuas Kotem Hachua. Unbelievable. You would say that's what it means. Us, even before it happened, they started singing. Ki bekan be yamsuf shi Yisrael me rov betchunim be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vivadai yivka lehem hayam. They knew, of course, this would happen. Uche perish Rashi, Yehud Lekotcho, etc. Go ve al pizeh. Yuvan mashe nema oz yoshe loshen osin. Hal shall also believe him. It entered their hearts to believe Shira Kodem Hatshua. Ukamoja Pavish Rashi Shem shall also believe him Lomar. Shira Noma Yashir. Uvizem Uvish Kavanas Hakasafa Vaimina Bashem. Uv Moshe Abdo. Oz Yashir Moshe Uvene Yisrael. That's what it means. Oz, the ace Yashir Moshe Vene Yisrael Shakolia Kodem Hatshua. That's when they said this Shira. Skip them Hinei Yadua, because this is going to now introduce the one last concept I want to get from the Eish Kodesh. Hinei Yadua Hagam Shehashem Yisparach Barovu. Darchel Hetiv Libriyosav Yesh Hatova Shehu Mitzarus Adleila. Sometimes the Tov comes from on high, Levad. And sometimes the Tov comes from the bottom. We start it. We create the momentum to receive the Tova. She Yisrael mativa masehim v'garmi b'masehim rachmi Hashem yisparach aleihem. We create the environment for God to bestow good on us. Kim ma'amar ha'kosev Hashem tzilcho k'moshe ha'veitzi le'el b'shem ha'bal shem tov Hashem tzilcho, what does that mean? K'moshe ha'tzel. Tzel is shadow. Ose masha ha'adam ose, kein kiviyachol, kimosha adam esnahig lamata, kein manhigen oso milamala. Just as you will act down here, God will act like the accordingly upstairs. Lochenim esnahig b'midas rachamim, gam milamala merachamim alav. Such an important idea. We always think about this usually in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur time. You know, if you mochel someone, and you expect to get mechila from Kadosh Baruch. If you're going to not mochel someone, you're going to stand, you know, and pat. I'm not going to give you. So how are you going to the Kadosh Baruch to ask mechila? Kemo she'isa kol ha'merachem ala brios merachem ala lov ben ha'shamayim. Lakach tzarecha adam l'snag b'midas rachem b'tovos v'chol midas tovos samech b'choka v'gazam lov yagiyalo, etc., etc. And that's what it means. Lekach im adam batuach b'Hashem shashem yisparuch yasa lo kol tzarchov. Gam lemalim emalim lo kol mishalos. If you believe, God is going to give you all of your tzarchov. You say this a little bit differently. When you say kol tzarchov, you know, it all depends on what you're thinking. I don't know if I won the $613 million last night. I didn't check. But if you believe that, you know, life is not dependent on winning the 613, you should be happy. Sameach b'chalko. So God gives you enough to be sameach b'chalko. Avol im adam doeg tomin aparnaso panas anshe beiso. So it's gam lamali yachzer parnaso. Whatever this means, I don't want to go too into this. And that's what he says also when it comes to kriya se'amsev. Haya asrusa de latasa. It happened. We started. That's the pshat. Vayamina v'Hashem of Moshe Abdo. The pshat means because of our emuna, we believe God was going to do this for us. Oz Yashem, we started the Shira. That's why there was Kriyas Yamsun. We started the ball rolling. Per se. So if you look at just one small part. The Derech HaMelech, which is the Eish Kodesh. It's a much longer piece. We don't have time to do it. I'm just going to take a two or three paragraphs, but I'll tell you the basic concept. What does it mean? Matzah Zusha on Ochlam Ashuma Nahagona Ashum Shalo Hispik B'tzeikam Shalom Vaseinu Lahakmetz V'noda Kushi Svarim HaKadoshim Honechel Matzah Shakoy Mehe Pesach. Why before? I understand after Yitzias Mitzrayim, but before Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were eating matzah in Mitzrayim. The chayin avim bechlal ashum shahabatzek lo nech matzrichen lechol matzah ashagam shekol hayyamtin nikra chag hamatzos, and the fact that it didn't rise, this takes prominence in the chag. It's like, and if you run out of the prison and you break it, something on the way out, the whole holiday should be back. You broke a kli. What is a matzazu? Bishma b'mara shakoy meha pesach and rotsu midlach or matzah in a mitzvah. Shal matzah morozeh. Shal zeh levad shal sin, but matzah a whole week. Akvar dibarnu. Shechilik yesh bin mi shemekayim mitzvah below kabbalas makudam lemishemekayim achar kabbalah. There's a difference. A person accepts to do a mitzvah before he even knows what's going on. But first is somebody because the Kabbalah. And then he finds out what it is, and then he's mekayim. In mekayim mitzvah below kabbalah, as ata yofa hamitzvah hazos beina v'kima. V'yochel yosha yofa lemitzvah acheres v'lo teitz beina v'lo yikam echaz v'shalom. Meaning, if you're only going to do mitzvahs because this mitzvah speaks to me, I'm going to do this mitzvah. I'm not going to do another mitzvah. Masha enkin amekabel atzmos devar Hashem v'lo devar mitzvah zu v'zu v'kibel rakim emshels Hashem alav kibel. That's kabbalas or malchus. I accept everything, whatever God wants me to do. Shalom ba'atzim yim shalatzmo. V'lo kibratzim shalom yasa. Rak Hashem Yishua. God is my ruler. U'kiviratzim mem shal Hashem alav yasa. Hainu lo mitzvah pratis kibo. It's not one. It's the system. So he says, lo kibnei esav yishmo shashol maksiv ba. V'yaf ma shiratu l'kayim. Rak mitzvah pratiyos ashi yativa ba'inechem. Elis Hashem Yisparach Ba'atzmo Kiblu V'chol Asher Diber Nasa Lo Anu Sholtim Misatzmenu Rak Hashem Moshe L'chein Kodem Kol Mitzvah Zorim Tarik Mitzvah Satluyim etc. What is he goes on to say? Such a beautiful pshat. It's just too long. I'll tell you outside. It says, who gave the name Matzah here? Who gave the Hoshem Mitzvah to the Matzah? Why? We gave it the name. We understood when we were Mashomi, we had such a Muna and Bitochen, exactly what the Kedusha Salevi was saying. We had such a Muna and Bitochen of Geula that we gave the shame Matzah. That's why we're eating it inside. Mitzrayim. We were eating as a part of the Seder, as a bitachon and the Muna, that something that we were going to have geula in a few hours, and we gave the shame to this mitzvah, and therefore that's what it means. What the Kedusha Salevi, sometimes a mitzvah. I'm sorry, I didn't copy more of this. Sometimes a mitzvah comes from on high. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, okay, put on tefillin, put on lulav, you know, wear a lulav, you use a lulav, blow shofar. The mitzvah comes from on high and gives it to us. And sometimes the mitzvah comes milatasa lamala. We gave it its oomph. We give it its idea. And that's what the Eish Kodesh believes is true when it came to matzah. We gave the emuna, we gave the hashlama, and we gave the whole idea of the purpose of matzah came from Klal Yisrael. And that's why we ate it also in Mitzrayim at the Seder prior to going out. So you see from our discussion, there were really two different, maybe we could bring it together, or maybe it's just two different mahalchim totally. There's the one mahalach that seemed to have said the Klal Yisrael was not on such a high madrega. And that's why the Ohr Yisrael says, Hamebliyen Kvarim B'Mitzrayim, they were saying that we know that if we get this chus, it's not because of us. We're not roi to have it. And the Bar Moshe said the very same thing. Had we been there for 400 years, we would have been on a higher level. Vayhi B'Shalach Paro, Noam Elimelech says we're on such a low level because B'Shalach Paro, God, Paro sent us. It wasn't that we were walking with Kadosh Baruch Hu yet. On the other hand, you have the Kedushas Levi, who it says just the opposite. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo Oz Yoshe Moshe is saying over there is that through our emunah and bitachin to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even before the Tshuva would happen, we gave Shira. And the Yesh Kodesh says, and that's exactly the idea that it is in the matzah, with our tremendous emunah, we gave shame and purpose, and the kavana and the idea behind achilas matzah on Pesach. Okay.